The story of the American Popcorn Company, makers of Jolly Time Popcorn, is one of firsts. By remaining on the front of research and marketing, the name Jolly Time became synonymous with the term popcorn, which was guaranteed to pop. Then along came the microwave, but I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm Doug Johnson, and setting the industry standard for popcorn. That's next on Stories of the Heartland. Bassett, Nebraska's hometown, welcomes you.
The quality of education in Bassett is very good.
The teachers in Bassett will find more time to be with your children. That means more help when needed and more time for inspiration and laughs. They are getting the same quality education you might find in the big city, but there are more opportunities to participate in Bassett.
Classes are smaller, so there is more one-on-one time.
Visit www.bassettnebr.com. This message is brought to you in part by Commercial Bank in Bassett. The first 10 years for Jolly Time Popcorn was one of growth and experimentation. Very early, the goals of the company were established: make the product convenient and guarantee that it will pop. By proper curing and sorting, the best kernels were packaged and sold to the public. That immediately increased the number of kernels that popped. But convenience was also a goal, and a package was developed to display the product on the grocery store shelves and to store the unused popcorn at home. Jolly Time of Sioux City was the first popcorn company to market their product in this way, and sales increased rapidly. However, it was soon discovered that the cardboard packaging material was not the best container for popcorn because it dried out in shipping and storage at home and decreased the number of kernels that popped. So an experiment in glass containers was tried, but they were expensive and prone to break in shipping. So Jolly Time tried another first that was dramatically successful and paved the way for packaging other products. C.H. and Howard Smith, owners of the Jolly Time brand, introduced the metal can, which was the forerunner of the popular beer can. Their guaranteed to pop pledge became reality. In 1991, the American Popcorn Company received a phone call from Josephine and Melvin White of Mount Calm, Texas. They told the current generation of Smiths running the company that in 1941, when they were married, they bought a can of Jolly Time popcorn. It wasn't used as intended on their honeymoon, but stayed on their shelf. As the years went by, they held on to the can out of sentimental reasons and refrained from opening the can even when prodded to do so by their children. It soon became a symbol of their lasting relationship. As their 50th anniversary approached, they placed the call to company officials and asked them if it would still pop after 50 years. They were told by the company that they frankly didn't know if the corn would still pop, but if it did, it would be okay to eat. They were also encouraged to call the company back with the results. As the date for Josephine and Melvin's anniversary finally arrived, the popping of the Jolly Time popcorn was eagerly anticipated, and sure enough, it popped. The White said it was the highlight of the celebration. Popcorn has been a delightful family treat for thousands of years. By refining its processing and marketing, the Sioux City-based American Popcorn Company, makers of Jolly Time popcorn, ensured that the traditions would live on. I'm Doug Johnson, and this is Stories of the Heartland. Visit my website at www.javtv.com. There you'll find videos of many communities in the Heartland. You'll learn of their histories and see some pretty country you might not have known existed. Interestingly, some developments in the entertainment industry and a revolution in home cooking, the microwave, made it the number one snack food in the U.S. I'm Doug Johnson, and that's tomorrow on Stories of the Heartland.